Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So how about the women who have men in their lives, whether it's their husband or otherwise, who do not want to participate at all in helping to raise their child to know the Lord?
Very common situation, and a tragic one as well. Boys are very perceptive, and they can tell when mom is driving the spiritual bus. Lots of times, you know, the man will go to church, but that's it, and the woman is involved in seven different ministries. The church is her life. And so the boys look at that and they say, well, you know, dad goes, but he doesn't really care about it. I don't care about it either. So very difficult situation. Again, you need a lot of prayer. You need a ton of support. You need to be gathering with the women who are in your situation and be praying for those men regularly. You know, I've got pages and pages of practical suggestions for things that you can do. As far as, you know, how you talk about the gospel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was one of the stories I told in the book was about a woman who had come to faith in Christ, but her husband hadn't. And she used to read the Bible, but when he came into the room, she put her Bible away as a show of respect to him. He wasn't a Christian. She didn't keep the Bible out. She put it away and paid attention to him. You know, a lot of times men get jealous of Jesus. Women get so involved in the church, they're involved in so many ministries, they have a secret crush on the church or maybe on the pastor, and you know, they're always talking about how wonderful the pastor is or how wonderful Jesus is. I mean, you think about Jesus, he's perfect, right? How are you supposed to compete with Jesus? So men actually become jealous of their wives, and their wives become obsessed with church and Christianity. So this wise woman I was speaking of, whenever her husband was around, she put her Bible away. She paid attention to her husband. She showed him the proper respect. Eventually, he came to know the Lord, and his name is Lee Strobel, and he became a pastor at Willow Creek Church in Chicago, and is now one of the most influential and respected names in Christian journalism. Mm-hmm. So it's important how you handle the gospel around your unbelieving man. But, you know, the answer is there are ways to do it, and you can be a positive influence for Christ in your man's life.
Talk a little bit about the Christian bubble and why that's not an effective way to help your family, lead your family to faith.
Well, it's a tough one. It's a real balancing act. You know, you want to insulate your children from harmful influences. But by the same token, if Christianity is perceived as something that keeps you safe, that keeps you from fun, that's overly protective and overly restrictive, you can cause a rebellion and a backlash in your children, particularly in your boys.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.